All right, breaking news. Trump just sent out perhaps the most dictatorial tweet of his presidency thus far, and it's basically just saying Project 2025 officially starts today. And I'm not joking. The wording used in this executive order is taken directly from Project 2025, and it's something Trump tried to do in his first term. It's called the Schedule F executive order that says you can reclassify civil servants not based on merit, not based on experience or skill, but based on political loyalty. So I want to break down this tweet, but just to go to this article, Trump moves to invoke Schedule F to make it easier to fire some federal workers. President Donald Trump has begun making one of the most controversial personnel changes for government employees that was spelled out in the conservative Project 2025 blueprint for a second term. And listen, I know a lot of MAGA supporters watch my videos. I see you in the comments, and it's fine. I'm glad you're here, but can you just admit that all of your arguments saying Project 2025 is never going to happen, the liberals are wetting the bed, you're just wrong. Just make the argument that you want Project 2025. Say that you want Trump to be a dictator. Then we're at least arguing and you're being honest. But to continue, he's starting the process of reclassifying 50,000 federal employees under what's known as Schedule F, which can make civil servants into political appointees or other at-will workers who are more easily dismissed from their jobs. That means they'll have less civil service protection. Here's what it actually does. So under normal conditions, most federal workers, especially if you deal with policy on a day-to-day basis, they're protected from being hired or fired based on politics because you want nonpartisan experts who serve across the administrations and can reach a consensus. No matter who's the president, you want similar scientists and analysts and lawyers, people with specialized knowledge working for you. But when Trump can replace these lawyers with his own crackpot lawyers, you know, a really good example is in the aftermath of the 2020 election, he replaced his lawyers with Rudy Giuliani and like John Eastman, two insane crackpot lawyers. This says, quote, if these government workers refuse to advance the policy interests of the president or are engaging in corrupt behavior, they should no longer have a job. But who defines what behavior is corrupt? Obviously, Trump. And you know, another really good example of what Trump is saying here, which I'll read his post in 1 second, is he's saying loyalty over competence. It reminds me of Signalgate. Think about all of the people involved in Signalgate, whether it's Pete Hegseth or Tulsi Gabbard. All of these people are very loyal to Donald Trump and not very experienced working in the federal government or working in positions this high up. I mean, dude, Pete Hegseth was plucked off of Fox News, and right now he's at the head of a department that has 2 million people working for it and like a $1 trillion budget, which is wild. But Donald Trump tweeted out a few hours ago, following my day one executive order, the Schedule F one we were talking about, the Office of Personnel Management will be issuing new civil service regulations for career government employees. Moving forward, career government employees working on policy matters will be classified as schedule policy / career and will be held to the highest standards of conduct and performance. If these government workers refuse to advance the policy interests of the president or are engaging in corrupt behavior, they should no longer have a job. This is common sense and will allow the federal government to finally be, quote, run like a business. We must root out corruption and implement accountability in our federal workforce. Yeah, Trump, root out corruption, sure. And you know, this is a line that Trump and his supporters have been using for a while now, almost a decade, that the U.S. should be, quote, run like a business, and that Trump should be the CEO, which is basically just unitary executive theory, which is also plucked straight from Project 2025. I mean, it goes back longer than that, but it's the foundation of Project 2025 is unitary executive theory, that the president should have complete command of not only the executive branch, but the other branches. And the branches of government should not be co-equal, but that the executive branch should supersede them. But no, the U.S. is not run like a business. We are not Amazon. We're a constitutional republic. A business exists to generate profit for their owners, and that's it. That's the top incentive there. But a government exists to uphold rights, enforce laws, serve people equally, especially if you disagree with those in power. The United States government is built to protect your rights, but I guess we've seen Trump stripping away constitutional rights, trying to consolidate power within the executive branch by then defying court orders after the highest court in the country says, dude, you got to facilitate and effectuate this guy's return. You got to help bring this guy back. Trump then defies these court orders. And after Trump defies multiple court orders, the Supreme Court may begin to curtail its behavior because it understands, hey, we lose power when the president is not following our orders. So then maybe Trump will be able to run the country like a CEO. He's also trying to pressure the Fed chair Jerome Powell into resigning. Trump keeps claiming he can fire Jerome Powell, but he's not doing it yet. You can't fire him. Jerome Powell is supposed to be an apolitical appointee. The pressure Trump is applying on Jerome Powell perfectly relates back to his CEO business-like view of the government. He wants to run the economy. He wants to have the military at his behest. Isn't he doing a parade soon? That's $95 million to have the military march. Running government like a business sounds appealing if you got hit in the head with a brick before, if you've never thought it through. In a business, the CEO has unchecked authority. I guess Russia is run like a business. We don't want to be Russia. A business is a lot more hardcore. Elon Musk wants to run the government like he's in a garage in Silicon Valley, creating Microsoft or Apple, and they're all sleeping on mattresses in these buildings. But environmental regulation and national security is not something that can be run like a business. But check this out. Let's go to the executive order, the fact sheet that they released today. It says, restoring accountability to the federal workforce. Lord have mercy. And what did Trump do the last time a bunch of people broke the law for him to try to help him consolidate power? He then pardoned them. When Trump pardoned the January Sixers, he's basically setting the precedent that if you break the law on his behalf, especially if you're within the government, then it's fine. You can just get pardoned. This says, this rule empowers federal agencies to swiftly remove employees in policy-influencing roles for poor performance, misconduct, corruption, or subversion of presidential directives. Dude, they're just saying it. They're not even trying to hide it. They're now trying to justify firing civil servants en masse if they subvert presidential directives. And it's different than having someone in your cabinet that goes against your will time and time again. If you appoint someone or nominate someone to a cabinet position and they go against your will, yes, that is odd. But having every single civil servant within the government, just en masse, every single civil servant now being able to be hired and fired if they subvert presidential directives. Now, there's some good news and there's some bad news. This does not include postal workers or VA nurses or TSA screeners. Now, if this included postal workers, that would be a lot scarier. But this does include, onto the bad news, this does include legal advisors, economists, environmental analysts, others who work in the departments that Trump is trying to gain complete control over. This says, fixing a broken system. The proposed rule tackles systemic issues in federal workforce accountability, addressing unaccountable policy-determining federal employees who put their own interests ahead of the American people's. Let me remind you, this is coming from the administration that leveraged the hype of their inauguration to launch a shitcoin. They're now trying to gain the moral high ground about holding government officials accountable. This is also coming from the admin that had Signalgate and didn't hold anybody accountable at all. Now they're saying there's a huge problem with accountability within the government and we need to fire people who are like lawyers and economic analysts and environmental analysts. But Pete Hegseth can stay apparently. When Democrats return to power, and I promise you it will happen, maybe even in the midterms, who knows? When we return to power, I hope that we begin to prioritize competence over loyalty once more and return to a functioning government. I'll leave it at that. Drop a like, subscribe. I'll see you on the next one. Peace out.